The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Now, this is a little bit weird, Chris. Researchers at France's Medical Institute want to pay $22,000 for people to lay on a bed for 2 months straight.
It sounds like a pretty sweet deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm wondering why people need to be prone on a bed for 2 months.
22 grand. That's what they're offering up. They're doing some research. I think it's based on they want to look at sending people into space for extended periods of time. It's going to be necessary if we want to colonise other planets.
So this is a bit of a scientific experiment about weightlessness. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, pretty much it. That's what the article says. So they're looking for young, healthy men to pay 22 grand to literally lay for 2 solid months, so 60 days. I'm thinking initially this is great.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that men would be too healthy after lying on their back for 2 months. It's fantastic if you want to make cash for doing absolutely nothing, yeah. But I'd be really worried about how my body would be after those 2 months.
Well, isn't that how you get blood clots?
Yeah, or bed sores. That's what I'd be paranoid about.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I reckon like the first couple of days would be great. You'd have your telly because you're allowed to do whatever you want to entertain yourself. So you could have your Netflix shows in front of you. You could have your favourite book.
Yeah, iPad, maybe PlayStation or PS4. Xbox, yep. If you're into that.
I reckon it would be quite the little party. Now, the deal is you're not allowed to leave that bed at all. So you have to do bowel movements from the bed.
I was wondering about that too.
It's a bit of a worry.
You probably have a tube or something along those lines.
Some kind of contraption. Also, you're going to be having your meals from this bed. So I'm thinking this luxury 2 months getting paid 22 grand to do absolutely nothing will very quickly turn into torture, I reckon, after like 2 days tops.
Oh, I don't know if I could handle it. You want to do it in a really nice location, somewhere with a big window in front of you so you could see the outside world going past so you didn't get, what's it called, Stockholm Syndrome, where you get paranoid going outside?
No, I don't know if that Stockholm Syndrome is where you fall in love with your captors. So you just fall in love with like the researchers there prodding you and taking tests.
Cabin fever is, yep. I think, what the word I was looking for.
No, I agree with you. I think a big window would be nice. I think they don't need to pay anyone 22 grand to do this. I reckon there's other options. Like if you've got someone who's doing an extended stay in hospital for whatever reason, they're going to be more or less bedridden for a couple of months.
Yeah, exactly.
So you could do your tests on them. Or even better, I'm sure my dad's available. That man spends so much of his time reclined on the couch. And I'm not judging him. I actually idolise his lifestyle. I think he works. Like he says he teaches guitar at a school or something.
But whenever That's a I good go, lifestyle.
Whenever I go around and visit my mum and dad, dad's just sitting on the couch watching his stories. Like without fail, he's either watching the telly or he's just scrolling through Facebook on his phone.
So your dad's a guitar teacher.
Yeah, but I never see him doing it.
He really does sound like the ultimate muso, just laying back every now and then, just picking up a guitar, having a bit of a play.
Well, that's exactly what he does. He occasionally pivots from his reclined position on the couch. He pivots around so he's sitting upright and, plays his guitar for a bit and then pivots back to a reclined position. So these scientists, if they want to do research on someone laying around all day, just go see Dad.
It sounds like he's a perfect candidate for this sort of role.
Yeah, and Dad would probably just do it for a slab of rum, raisin, chocolate. Like, he wouldn't even charge you 22 grand for it.
Easy man to take care of.
No, it's a sweet deal if you want to take part. You just have to go to France, unfortunately.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.